Hello and welcome to The Top Story, a podcast that gives you the why and how for a better understanding of the world's top events of our times. I'm Lolai Ming. In this edition, we take a look at the Hainan Island International Film Festival, which opened Saturday in Sanya. Nearly 200 films are being screened at the 3rd Hainan Island International Film Festival currently underway in China's southernmost province. Over 90% of the program at this year's event is new releases. The festival also features several forums and film venture capital activities. For more, Su Yi spoke with Wu Yeo, a reporter who is covering the film festival in Hainan.
So what's been some of the highlights so far at the 3rd Hainan Island International Film Festival?
The 4K documentary 2020 China Fight held its world premiere. It is a 25-minute film clip telling the story of how hard Chinese people work against the COVID-19 pandemic. And about the future development of the Chinese film market, one element of it would be ethnic minority films. They have also been well received at this year's film festival. The award-winning Tibetan director Pema Deden mentioned that the ethnic minority films are well positioned to spread on the international market.
We know you've participated in various events and forums yesterday. What impresses you the most?
During the world premiere of the film 2020 China Fight, I'm moved to tears by some of the touching moments. This is more like a documentary, and it showcases some real elements at the same time. It is very touching. I can see all the medical staff are trying so hard to help people. So this is a documentary that I will highly recommend. And then another film, Love Song 1980, had its premiere. The director and co-screenwriter Mei Song not only wanted to show how college students looked in the 1980s in Beijing, may actually use another way to attract young people. That is to show them what has happened in the past and how do people really deal with the problems and affairs in their lives back in the 1980s. So you didn't experience that, but probably you will be curious about what is happening in the past. So for this year's festival, we could also enjoy watching the film right on the beach at night in Sanya. It is warm in Sanya, so it is a very nice weather. And for all the audiences and other people who participate in this year's International Film Festival, they can actually enjoy a different way of watching the film that is not in the theater, but on the beach and next to the sea. I think it is a very different feeling, and it adds some artistic elements to it. I really enjoyed it.
That was Wu Yeo on the highlights of the 3rd Hainan Island International Film Festival. The event is also providing an opportunity to boost local tourism. Shen Li attended a special promotion and filed this report.
At the High Market section of the Hainan Island International Film Festival, industry professionals and the local tourism department are presenting the beautiful locations on the island. The Film Fest features a number of forums and film venture capital activities. This one is to facilitate shooting arrangements between film crews and local scenic spots.
The local government is offering some tempting policies for us to launch film projects here. For example, we'll pitch our projects to them and they will recommend suitable locations. It's quite convenient.
Hundreds of directors, actors and industry professionals were at Sunday's opening. The gathering in Sanya has not only reignited the passion for movies, but also provided a platform for professionals to seek closer international cooperation.
Productions featuring ethnic minorities are winning praise at the Hainan Film Festival. One rising star is an award-winning Tibetan director Pema Deden. He talks about the increasing popularity of ethnic minority cinema in China.
Internationally, there are almost no big disadvantages for ethnic minority-themed movies to spread, because what you face is the same. You compete artistically to access a platform. Language-wise, what everyone faces is the same. We all need to use subtitles to convey conversation and other aspects of the film. So, as long as your work is of a high quality, I don't think there are so many disadvantages in terms of its spreading.
But to be successful, good movies still need support in other areas. If you want to get an international platform, you need a strong foundation of support from behind the scenes. For example, financial support and promoting the movie. We still lack a lot of things in this regard. But domestically, these movies are only a small niche in the market. The entire Chinese film market is based on dialogue in Mandarin. The stories are also themed on what happens among Han Chinese. So when a movie themed on ethnic minorities comes to the market like this, it faces many challenges.
That was award-winning Tibetan director Pema Tseden talking about the challenges in making ethnic minority films for the Chinese and international film markets. More and more filmmaking technologies are being applied to enhance the audience's visual experience. One such technology is called the special venue image, which first appeared in planetariums and science museums. Hu Zhifeng, vice president of the Beijing Film Academy, explains the new development.
Advanced technologies such as 5G, big data, cloud computing, and AI have a huge impact on the production, development, and application of imaging technology. In the past, it took great effort to produce special venue imaging. We needed to devote a lot of manpower and time into the production process. But now, with 5G, it takes only seconds to download the data we need for putting together the image. It expedites the entire process.
This year's festival is co-sponsored by the China Media Group and the Hainan Provincial Government. A total of 189 movies from dozens of countries and regions will be shown. 15 outstanding overseas films have also been selected for online screening. With that, we end this edition of The Top Story, which gives you the why and the how for a stronger understanding of all the top events that occur in China and around the world. Subscribe to The Top Story podcast to gain a competitive advantage in preparing yourself for the news events that are shaping our lives and our future. For more top stories and more, visit chinaplus.cri.cn and listen to The Beijing Hour online. Drop us a line on our podcast so we can provide you with even more content that interests you. I'm Luo Liming. Thanks for listening.